Life Audio.
A Prayer to Stop Drifting from God by Debbie McDaniel. We see it all around us, in headline news stories, or from the lives of those we know and maybe once trusted. And even so often, in our very own lives. Sometimes it happens before we realize what's occurred. It's unintentional. We don't plan it. Lulled by the slow pull away, swayed by other things we start deeming more important, we wake up one day and realize things seem different. We find ourselves in a place we never intended to go. Five dangers of drifting. 1. We begin to pull away from godly influences. Marriages suffer. Trust gets broken. We lose our heart for others. We fall away from close fellowship with other believers. We neglect accountability and connection with those who would encourage our walk in Christ. Matthew 22:37-40. 2. We stop praying. We're too busy, we're weary, or simply overwhelmed. We shoot a few prayers up His way like, "Lord, bless our day," but we're unaffected by the lack of closeness we have with our Creator. Constantly wired to electronic devices, we're more in tune to what others are saying and doing, the constant media chatter, than we are to what is on God's heart for the day. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. 3. We lose focus or desire for His words. We're no longer reading or hearing it. We're distracted by all that calls our name through the day. To-do list beckons us from the moment we wake up. Crazy schedules leave no room for moments with Him. Or maybe we find ourselves just disconnected completely. Stone cold, distant, withdrawn. His words of life and truth fall on deaf ears and hardened hearts. Matthew 13:14-15. 4. We lose our heart for worship. We stop going to church and fill our minds with excuses of why we can't, or why it's not that important. Or maybe we still go so we can check that church box. We sing words, hear words, then we go home. Yet not really singing and not really hearing. Unaffected, distant. All the while, our hearts feel a million miles away. Hebrews 10:25. 5. The spiritual things that once concerned us no longer concern us. We're more easily influenced by the opinions of the world instead of the truth of God's word. Compassion for people wanes. His spirit within us is stifled. Our heart for God is dulled. The pull towards sin increases. We begin to see life through selfish motives, blurred by pride, and our quest to live happy on our terms. We find ourselves twisting truth to meet our own needs. We become numb to the danger that surrounds us, often until it's too late to avoid great consequences that follow our choices. 1 John 2:16, 2 Timothy 4:4. But we don't have to live that way. We can choose differently. And that's not always easy. Because often, it's easier to just go with the flow. It takes effort, hard work, not to drift away. Knowing of truth isn't the same as immersing ourselves in truth. One will keep us aware and close to our safety. The other may allow us to drift slowly in the wrong direction. Dear God, forgive us for drifting away from You, for allowing other things to become more important in our lives. Help us to live aware, to choose wisely, to stay close to You and anchored in Your truth. Apart from You, we have no hope. Thank You for Your great love and mercy. Thank You that You wait for us, that You call us to Yourself, and You strengthen us in our weakness. Thank You that You alone are our refuge and safety, and You fill us with hope. We come to You today, choosing to walk in Your presence and light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.